Refracting Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 68th edition of Festival de Cannes and the Directors for Night, and I'm in company of Melanie Thierry, actress in the film A Perfect Day by Fernando Leon Neranoa. Benicio del Toro said that the film was from your eyes, that the viewers would see from your character's eyes. Did you feel that as you were doing this role?
Well, she's the audience in a way, because the public is going to discover what she's discovered. So, what I like is the character, is the emotional pillar of the film. All the emotions go through her in a way. And because she's a novice, and she's not armed to confront all of this, and I feel that this character is protected by these two big guys, and she's gonna learn and gain in humor to be much more resistant for the other adventure.
Did Tim Robbins and Benicio del Toro protect you on set as they do in the film?
Totally. It was like two spiritual father. I couldn't have dreamed better partners. They were very sweet, very tender, very. They reassured me. They helped me to go further with my character, to trust myself, to be confident, and to push the creativity in a way, just to do not be shy and just to go for it and to hold on your role. I was very lucky. And what was very generous, actually, is also they opened the door and they just treat me as an égal. You see, it's not like you feel the little one who doesn't have any experience and you feel like, oh. No, they're just like, you're one of the team way, and that's pleasant.
Is it normally like that for you in your other roles?
I don't know, it's just because you're French, you're younger, you are very impressed by them. You know their work, and you feel very little in front of them. So,
the atmosphere on the set, I'm kind of picturing as in the film.
Well, no, but I have. They were very good companion. We had a good companion relationship. Then the director is much more serious. He needed to handle his shooting. And with two wackos like Benicio and Tim, he had to be very focused. So you had the part where we were like some kids in the recreation ground.
Playground.
C'est ça?
Yeah,
And on the other side, you had the director like very focused, very precise, and try to hold the ship. And that was great.
I spoke with Fecha before, and he told me about Fernando that he was very, strict, and you all had to repeat a lot of scenes. So what was the scene that you had to repeat more?
No, I don't know if we really repeat. We spend time at the table just to read and to know each other, just to spend time together and to feel the. To feel the link and to feel confident and to know each other and to share something. But then we had time to do the film. Fernando, the filmmaker, he needs to have time. So we were not in the rush to finish the scene by the end of the day. If it wasn't finished, the day after we will continue. So it's very nice to work in this way, to know that you have time.
You're obviously beautiful, but in the film you sort of had to play the young girl, the worker, where Olga Kurylenko was meant to be the beautiful one. Was that a relief for once?
Yes, it's a relief. It's you feel free. You feel free when you don't have when you are not in the seduction and And my character had to be like that, like she's punchy, she's troubled, but it was important to do not try to be the beautiful girl. Topple.
You said that Fernando was the most serious on set, but at the same time, this film is full of sense of humor, although it portrays dramatic stories. How did you get this balance?
He was aware of it, mm-hmm. but he had to be serious because otherwise, it was a tough work to deal with all these guys on mm-hmm. set. If you go to laugh with the actors, you can't handle the horse in a way. He's precise, he's demanding, he's very focused. He doesn't show a lot. He's a humble guy. He's a sensitive guy. He's very anxious. He's such an anxious guy. Everybody knew that he was as fun as his script. I mean, he wrote it. All the jokes are from him. So we know that we are with a guy with this sense of humor. So you don't need to sucre le sucre, you know, when you put the sugar and you add some sugar, you know, you don't need it.
I liked that aspect of the film. Did you?
I love it. It works perfectly.
Before watching this film, I didn't even think that it could be possible to be ironic and have sense of humor in a war topic film. But after that, I totally changed my mind. So were you ever skeptical about the fact that you could treat a war film with a sense of humor?
No, but he wanted to be a comedy, and you know, we had one meeting before the shooting with some aid workers from Médecins Sans Frontières. And when I read the script, I thought that maybe sometimes it was a bit too much. I was like, oh, he go too much, you know, he's not afraid. And then we had this dinner, and I realized that the real guy was much more punk. And I was, okay, so finally the script is soft, because the guys were like, they were trash, mais dans l'humour, in the humor, it was very, very trash. And it's the secret just to keep going and to go for it and to still believe in it.
Thank you, Melanie Thierry, for being here with us. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 68th edition of Festival de Cannes and the Directors for a Night for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.